AB News. I'm Ed Donahue. Big losses so far on Wall Street. It comes as the government reports strong job growth last month. Investors think no matter what happens with the job market, a recession will come. In Hagerstown, Maryland, President Biden says he has a plan to fight inflation.
This is an economy built on building from the middle out and the bottom up, not from the top down. And when that happens, everyone does well. The poor have a ladder up, the middle class do well, and the wealthy do very well. They're not hurt at all. That's an economic vision I offered to America when I ran, and I'm pushing it.
Employers added 263,000 jobs last month. That's a slowdown from the hiring pace in July, but it's still more than what the economists had expected. New York City's mayor has declared a state of emergency over the influx of migrants from southern border states. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Mayor Eric Adams says the demand being put on the city to provide housing and other assistance is unsustainable.
The city is going to run out of funding for other priorities. New York City is doing all we can, but we are reaching the outer limit of our ability to help.
The Democrat wants the state and the feds to help financially and the government to do more overall. Meanwhile, the Randall's Island migrant tent will open soon, and his executive order allows even more.
To construct the humanitarian relief centers, we are also suspending certain land use requirements to expedite this process.
Adams says up to 6 buses a day arrive from states like Texas and Arizona. Julie Walker, New York.
Human rights activists from Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia have won the Nobel Peace Prize. Alessandra Romastova with the Ukrainian Center for Civil Liberties got a call from the Nobel Committee.
It's really important, like a part of, Ukrainian society culture to understand what that means.
Following Russia's invasion in February, the group has worked to document Russian war crimes against Ukrainian civilians. This is AP News. South Korea's military may call up some pop stars.
The military may conscript members of the K-pop supergroup BTS for mandatory duties, as the public remains sharply divided over whether they should be given exemptions. The Commissioner of the Military Manpower Administration, Lee Ki-sik, has told lawmakers it's desirable for BTS members to fulfill their military duties to ensure fairness in the country's military service. Whether the band's 7 members must serve in the army is one of the hottest issues in Korea at the moment, because its oldest member faces possible enlistment early next year after turning 30 in December. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Robin Roberts and George Stephanopoulos have reached a morning TV milestone. The hosts of ABC's Good Morning America have been on the job for 13 years. They're now the longest-serving pair of hosts ever on any ABC, CBS, or NBC morning show. Good Morning America is the number one rated morning show. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.